There was a pause, and Perrin tried again. This whole discussion is wide of the point. Terminus is not a planet, but a scientific foundation preparing a great encyclopedia. Spaceman, have you no respect for science? Encyclopedias don't win wars. Haute Roderick's brows furrowed. A completely unproductive world, then, and practically unoccupied at that. Well, you might pay with land.
What do you mean? Asked Perrin.
This world is just about empty, and the unoccupied land is probably fertile. There are many of the nobility on Anacreon that would like an addition to their estates.
You can't propose any such...
There's no necessity of looking so alarmed, Dr. Perrin. There's plenty for all of us. If it comes to what it comes, and you cooperate, we could probably arrange it so that you lose nothing. Titles can be conferred and estates granted. You understand me, I think.
Perrin sneered. Thanks.
And then Hardin said ingenuously, Could Anacreon supply us with adequate quantities of plutonium for our atomic power plant? We've only a few years' supply left. There was a gasp from Perrin and then a dead silence for minutes. When Haute Roderick spoke, it was in a voice quite different from what it had been till then.
You have atomic power?
Certainly. What's unusual in that? I imagine atomic power is 50,000 years old now. Why shouldn't we have it? Except that it's a little difficult to get plutonium.
Yes. Yes.
The envoy paused and added uncomfortably, Well, gentlemen, we'll pursue the subject tomorrow. You'll excuse me.
Perrin looked after him and gritted through his teeth. That insufferable, dull-witted donkey!
That... Hardin broke in. Not at all. He's merely the product of his environment. He doesn't understand much except that I got a gun and you ain't.
Perrin whirled on him in exasperation. What in space did you mean by the talk about military bases and tribute? Are you crazy?
No.
I merely gave him rope and let him talk. You'll notice that he managed to stumble out with Anacreon's real intentions. That is, the parceling up of Terminus into landed estates. Of course, I don't intend to let that happen.
You don't intend. You don't. And who are you? And may I ask what you meant by blowing off your mouth about our atomic power plant? Why, it's just the thing that would make us a military target.
Yes, grinned Hardin. A military target to stay away from. Isn't it obvious why I brought the subject up? It happened to confirm a very strong suspicion I had had.
And that was what?
The Anacreon no longer has an atomic power economy. If they had, our friend would undoubtedly have realized that plutonium, except in ancient tradition, is not used in power plants. And therefore it follows that the rest of the periphery no longer has atomic power either. Certainly Smyrna hasn't, or Anacreon wouldn't have won most of the battles in their recent war.
Interesting, wouldn't you say?
Bah! Perrin left in fiendish humor, and Hardin smiled gently. He threw his cigar away and looked up at the outstretched galaxy. Back to oil and coal, are they? He murmured. And what the rest of his thoughts were, he kept to himself.